कृपया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं पश्य। আবার এপিক সং টেলিং দ্যাট ইন দিস ওয়ার্ল্ড নো ওয়ান ওয়ান্টস সাফারিং নেভার অল ওয়ান্টস টু বি হ্যাপি অলসো দে ওয়ান্ট pure happiness and day night day endeavor for all these things. But we see the leaders of world from previous time, they are discovering so many things that we should be happy, but not successful. Not successful. Especially they think that wealth can make us happiness, by which we can take all the favorable things to be happy. So up till now, they are not happy. Why not? They discovered first rail, then aeroplanes, then so many medicines.
Computer.
Nowadays, computer. So many new discoveries. They can change heart and take heart of any animal and they can add. Or they can take your eyes and give to any person who is blind when you are dying. From kitchen roof up to battlefield, medical science, transportation,
communication.
Oh, so much high now. But even they are not high. You saw those who are highest in all this
technology
and science, they were they were bummed, and their highest building and parliament and everything was
destroyed.
Now they are fearing more. So anyone is not happy. So our rishis maharshis have discovered this only one thing, that who is suffering from all these things? This body or what? Soul. Anyone cannot check death. Never they cannot. But there is a science, transcendental science, by which no birth, no death, always happiness. And that science is very easy, very easy, very easy. No need of money, no need of any energy, so much. Very easy. Happiness comes, may come. And forever, transcendental, everlasting, may come. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discovered this thing. And what is that? Love and affection to all. to all in this world is absurd. If you want to love a ferocious tiger, he will attack. Poisonous snake, oh, he may attack and bite you. So a method is that if you can have love and affection for Supreme Lord, then that love will be divided to all, and all may be happy. This is the prem theory, love and affection theory. Even you have some love for tigers and bears, oh, they will be calm and quiet. Our rishis used to go to very dense forests and living there. How? Tigers and anyone not attacking them. We heard Agastya Rishi and so many like this, Narada Rishi and Dhruva, Prahlad, all like this. So how this love and affection for Supreme Lord will come? In Kali Yuga, only process is by chanting the name of Supreme Lord. Very easily one can do it. It may be in their language, Nohar. In English, Malaysian language, Hindi, Sanskrit,
Chinese,
any language. Don't think that gods are so many and gods is divided to so many fractions. One God. Chinese may call him, Christians also, and when Hindus also, Vaishnav also, the same Supreme Lord. He is so beautiful and charming, very attractive, very powerful, also very merciful, very merciful. He can come and play with us, with any relation he may come, if you like. He is not only formless or what?
Zero. Void.
No. That he has no shape.
Impersonal.
This idea is wrong. God, even three letters, G-O-D. Why it is called? G-generator. O-operator. D-destructor. The same thing. Those who can create whole worlds, he cannot be shapeless, attributeless. He must have all kinds of power. And having all the power, all opulence, all the shape, all these things have come from him, so he cannot be shapeless. And that is why in Bible it has been written, God created men after his own image. Understand? So he is not shapeless. In our Vaishnava theory also, Satyeva Samya Jadab. What he was before, even he today he is in same way. And in future he will be like same. Always existing. What? Eternal existing.
Ever existing.
And he is called Brahma, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. Brahma, Atma, Paramatma, God, all are fractions. But Bhagavan world is four. Everything. Whole world is in him, And in whole world he is very minute. So we should try to please him. He is here, in the atom of air, in atom of fire, in atom of water, everywhere he can hear. And he can be seen. But how? In Kali Yuga, in Satya Yuga, they used to take darshan of that God by
meditation.
But now meditation cannot be done. We cannot do, because our mind is always fickle. Always. We cannot do. So, only by chanting. But chanting, what chanting? Only chanting will not do. That chanting should come in a good process, authentic process. It should come from Himself, that Lord, Supreme Lord. Those who have heard from O Supreme Lord, and He in Guru Parampara, in the line of
disciplic succession,
it may come. Otherwise not. Like Brahma heard from O Krishna, Narayan, and he told to Narad, he told to Vyas, and thus coming. So, a guru should be authentic, very authentic, who has practiced so much, and he has become perfect in this. Then, a disciple can chant him. We see in this world, Guru tells, give your
ear.
I don't want all your senses. I want only your dehi sense. Why? Because this can hear this only ears word, transcendental word. All the senses has any function on mango, but he has no connection.
Ear cannot perceive the mango.
And what other senses have to do? Oh, he has nothing to do with that. What I told?
Saying that the ear, it has its function, its specific functions. So, Guru, he wants us to surrender through the ear. It has a specific function of being able to hear the sound vibration.
And by through this vibration of sound, from sound, he may give Brahma or Krishna Himself, who is in the heart of that devotee, and he can easily give, or throw ears, not by anything. So, anything cannot, all senses, they cannot
fulfill the same function.
On transcendental thing, only throw ears a guru gives. But you should know, there are two kinds of words. Shabda Brahma or
Shabda
Samanya. Means Shabda Brahma, transcendental
sound.
Brahma, sound. And one is
material sound.
Material sound comes from vibration of
material mouth.
material sense, done.
Done. But that comes from himself, Lord. What Narada gave to Valmiki, it was transcendental song. And what Valmiki gave to his disciple Bharadwaj and others, it was transcendent. If anyone has not practiced so long and has been perfect, and if he gives Krishna name to others or Brahma Gayatri and others, oh, they will not have any function. Like worldly, mundane world. But only which are practiced. Like Haridas Thakur, he was perfect in that sound. Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Rupa Goswami, all the Goswami, all the Guru Bhakti, that are perfect. And if a Guru himself not practicing, and he has not realized that sound, or if he is giving that mantra will be Nishphalam. Nishphalam means?
No fruit.
So, we should try to accept Shabda Brahma from Guru and practice. If you are not practicing what Guru is telling, that process, always continuous, you should chant Hari name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
But always remind this. Always. What? With Anya Bhilashita Sunyam, Jnana Karmadjana Vritam, Anukullena Krishna Anushilanam. What I told? What is the meaning?
Srila Gurudev is explaining the meaning of pure bhakti, not from his own mind, but taking from our previous acharya, Srila Rupa Goswami, who gave the most complete definition of pure devotion to Krishna. That definition of pure bhakti, pure devotion, is that it is the cultivation of activities or endeavors meant exclusively for the pleasure of Krishna, or in other words, the unbroken chain of activities in devotion to give pleasure to Krishna with the senses, the five senses, sight, sound, taste, touch and smell, the eyes, the ears, the nose, all the functions of the senses, and the words, and the mind, and also the expressions of spiritual sentiments, the moods of the heart, which manifest when one is very advanced in such devotion. Pure bhakti is characterized by its freedom from any other desire than to please Krishna. It is not covered by the desire to enjoy the fruits of our activities, and it is not covered by knowledge which leads to impersonal understanding of God. God as an impersonal being, as Gurudev was explaining. He has beautiful form, he has wonderful qualities, he has mercy. So, bhakti or pure devotion is not covered by knowledge which leads to impersonal understanding of God, and it's not covered by the desire to enjoy the results of our activities, and it's devoid of any other desire than to please Krishna. This is the definition of pure devotion.
So, by an example, you can understand. You know Valmiki. He He became perfect after so long time. Though he was Brahmin, but in bad society, he became like a dacoit, very ferocious. And thus, he murdered so many rishis, maharshi and peoples and so many things. Narad told him not to do so. Not to do so. Oh, some bad effect.
Reaction
must come. And he showed that reaction to Valmiki. And then he took shelter of Narad. Then he told, you should sit down here and obey me and chant Ram, 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 Ram. You should chant only this. And then he was trying to obey, but he could not chant that word. He wanted to chant, but could not. Narad told that if you cannot chant, then you should chant Mara Mara. Mara Mara. This is like a Sanskrit word, Mara. Ram. So, oh, Maro Maro. This word can easily be told. So he told that, oh, you should chant Mara. And he began to chant Mara Mara. And then automatically it became Mara 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 Mara, like this. He was sitting there till his Gurudev will come. And thousands of years went on and he was sitting. No stool passing, urine passing, no eating, nothing. More than Dhruva. Because he is more superior than Dhruva. Valmiki, more superior. Like Dash he is. So, oh, after some time, some thousand years, his body became like earth. So many insects took his flesh and blood and everything and made their home.
Hill.
Like hill. Dimak. After some time, oh, Brahma came and
sprinkled some
water with a mantra, and he became alive, like a young person. And he told that now you have been perfect. Can you sit for 2 hours to chant, not taking or drinking anything one day? One day, sitting only there, not taking anything, no sleeping, only 12 hours, 6 hours, 1 hour even you cannot. But anyhow, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, don't be hopeless. Don't be hopeless. You should chant anyhow, but go to Gurudev and take initiation and take perfect Brahmanam and chant, and very easily you will be perfect. So this is the way. Essence of all the
scriptures.
be in the association of Vaishnava always. If you are alone, you will be weak and Maya will swallow you. So don't be alone. Even Gurudev is far away. It may be in India, here and there. But don't think that Gurudev is not in my heart. If you call, he may be there, anywhere, like Krishna. Like Krishna. He is everywhere. So with this God, very firm belief, strong belief, you should chant. In a process. And very soon you will realize that you are happy. So, we should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare. Whatever you do to please Supreme Lord, Supreme Lord, if you are taking anything, you are even sleeping, you are going, you are cooking, whatever you do, do for to please Krishna, Supreme Lord. You should offer to Him. If where you should see, oh, my beloved is everywhere. Everywhere. So in this process you can do and you can be happy, otherwise not happy. You cannot be happy in any way. So, our rishis have discovered this method. Hare Nam, Aiva Kevalam. Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gati Ranganatha. There is no other way to be happy. Never and never. So if you want to be happy, you should try to chant the very big, good and powerful names of Supreme Lord and be happy. Gaur Premanam. Oh. Where is your mother? Oh, you can do Krishna Dev for her. No, you take her. Or you can anyone. What? Jai Radha Madhav Jai Kunja Vihari. You can do? Or Pundarik?
Thus ends the class in the morning of the 10th of March 2002 in Kuala Lumpur, House of Lalita Devi. Hare Krishna.